Good morning. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace to you and your families, and I pray that you may experience his peace in your lives, in your homes, in Jesus' name. We're living in strange times. Our everyday lives quite suddenly became very different with the COVID-19 pandemic. The self-isolation and the quarantine some of us have experienced, the national state of emergency declared by the Macedonian government, public gatherings cancelled, schools closed, and curfews implemented. These changes have been introduced daily and weekly as appropriate. The economic implications and ramifications and all the uncertainty this situation creates. Often in stressful times that we cannot control or influence, the tendency is to panic, and panic can quickly lead to fear. And once fear takes root, we can feel helpless and hopeless, and often things can spiral out of control. If we have prolonged experiences like these, our sleep may be affected, which can lead to physical problems and lower our immunity, which is the last thing we currently need. As Christians, we have no need to panic or fear because our perspective is different. Let us look at some of the history recorded in the Gospel of Mark. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up, high waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head upon a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Still do you have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They said to each other. "Even the winds and waves obey him." This is the word of the Lord. We're going to look quickly this morning at 3 points. Number one is God's purpose. Number two is God's promises. And number three is God's presence. So, starting off with number one, God's purpose. Jesus' purpose was not to calm the storm. His purpose was to get to the other side of the lake. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost, and which he did, by the way. He travelled to the other side of the lake to the man of Gadara, the man that was troubled by many demons. He set the man free, and the man gave his life to Jesus. And he was transformed. So Jesus' purpose is to seek and to save the lost. So when they were traveling towards the other side of the lake and this fierce storm came up, it says, but soon this fierce storm came up. And that suddenly, that soon can change everything. And suddenly, very quickly, here in Macedonia, here in the country where you are, we had this world pandemic with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and suddenly things have become very different. Like this online live Facebook transmission, we're no longer meeting in the Hotel Porta, but we're transmitting our services live on Facebook. And it's good to know at times like this that God does not change, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is secure. When we look at the story and the high waves were breaking into the boat, the waves were flooding over the sides of the boat and it began to fill with water. And whatever problems that we're experiencing or facing in this life, whatever storms that we're going through, when that water seems to be filling the boat and we get that feeling that we're sinking, our lives are out of control, but it's good to know that Jesus will get us to the other side. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is always with us. And it's good to know that these situations can be used for His glory. God's purpose is to seek and to save the lost. And He often uses adversity for that very purpose. When we're facing adversity and uncertainty, health issues and pandemics, very often we would ask the question, what is this life all about? What happens if I die? What happens to the future? What happens in eternity? And during these times of uncertainty, during these times when people are asking these big questions, it's a great opportunity for us, the church, to share our faith and to encourage people and to lead them to the Lord, to talk about the salvation of Jesus Christ. He uses the adversities that we face, the storms, to conform us into His image, to make us more like Jesus Christ. He uses adversity and the storms of life to make us more aware of our situation, aware of who we are, aware of our independence and our self-reliance, to fully understand our need for God in such times. It's an opportunity to let us realize that we are not self-sufficient, that we actually need God. It's an opportunity for us to share our faith, and it's an opportunity that we humble ourselves before God. The Word tells us that God gives grace to the humble, but He opposes the proud. In times like this, we can humbly come to God, knowing that He hears our prayers. The enemy can use the storms of life to make us anxious, to make us fearful, to discourage us, and to put fear and make us afraid. But God can use this situation to make us secure in Him, for us to be steadfast, and for us to be fearless. Often it is said that religion is a crutch that the weak lean on. Well, that is a lie. My relationship with Jesus Christ is not a crutch. In fact, it's a wheelchair, because I am totally dependent upon Him and not upon myself. Now, that sounds like a joke, but that is the reality of my experience, and I hope that is your experience is also, because without Him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing of significance for the kingdom. We can do nothing that will bring fruit apart from Him. In the psalm, it tells us some put their trust in chariots and some put their trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and they will fall, but we rise and stand firm because we trust in Jesus Christ. He will get us to the other side. It doesn't matter how long that journey is or how difficult it is. Don't give in now. Keep going. He will not let you down. Keep going in His strength. And point number two is God's promises. God promises that He will never leave us He will never forsake us. Keep going in God's strength. If we think back to the story of the storm, these were seasoned fishermen. James, Andrew, Peter and John. They were all seasoned fishermen when Jesus called them to follow him. This is where the lake that they fished on every day for their livelihood. And they were very familiar with this lake. And Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So this must have been some really bad storm for them to panic so much. So they really did panic. And in that moment of fear, when Jesus was sleeping, they woke him up shouting out, teacher, teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? Well, Jesus does care. The storm is the battle, the opposition. It's where we can face our fears and where we can face God. God does care very much. God cares about our circumstances, about our lives, about the tribulations and storms that we face. The Bible tells us our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That our names are carved into the palm of his hands. It says the very hairs of our head are numbered. That he knows a word upon our lips before we even speaks it. The world says the devil is in the detail. But we know, as Christians and as children of God, it's God who is in the detail. And often, it's not the storm that needs to be stilled. It is us that needs to be stilled in the presence of God. Often, it is us that need to be calm. And Jesus comes in the middle of the storm and he says, be still and know that I am God. Isn't that great reassurance that we're to be still and know that Jesus is God? In Matthew chapter 29, a very familiar verse, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is a great invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to read that once again from the Message paraphrased translation. And it goes like this. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Isn't that wonderful? God is with us. Emmanuel, that's what it means. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. The most important thing on the third point is God's presence. God is with us. Never will he leave us. Never will he forsake us. And we must have an awareness of his presence. And that will help us to get through the storm and get to the other side. Never will he leave you, and never will he forsake you. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and power and self-discipline. He rebuked the winds, and he said to the waves, silence, be still. And suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. We have access to God 24/7. The curtain of the temple was torn in two. No longer do we need a mediator or a priest to act on our behalf, because we now have access to God through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the blood of the everlasting covenant, we can enter his presence 24/7. And we can enter boldly. Isn't that wonderful? What a great and precious promise as children of God that we can enter into his presence boldly. Jesus said to the disciples in the boat, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no trust?" The disciples, it says they were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man? Even the elements obey him. The wind and the waves obey him." Well, this man is God. And through the blood of the everlasting covenant, we have access to God the Father. And he is saying us in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our pain, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted among the earth." Isn't that wonderful reassurance? Then it's just what we need to hear in times like this, that God will never leave us, he will never forsake us. We have access to him. He hears and answers our prayers. He will get us through whatever storm we're facing. He will take us to the other side. Often we have to go through the storms, we have to go through the battles. But the wonderful thing is that he's there with us by our side. Never will he leave us, or never will he forsake us. And I have a wonderful challenge this morning. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord? Are you lost? Are you burdened? Are you worn out? Are you afraid? Do you need peace in your life? Are you stuck in your storm? Are you stuck in your storm? And don't you know what to do? Well, I would like to say God has brought you to this place. God is a sovereign God. He is in charge of our lives. And if you're hearing this message this morning, either live on Facebook or you're playing it back at some other time, this is an opportunity to humble yourself before the living God. If you hear his voice, don't delay. Don't harden your heart. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off another moment. Repent of our self-sufficiency and self-reliance. Humble ourselves before God and say right now, "Lord, I'm sorry for living without you, for not including you in my life, and for doing things my way." Turn around right now. Turn around, submit your life to him. Give him your life. Say, "Lord Jesus, take my life and use it for your glory. Help me. Come to my aid in Jesus' name." And he will. He most certainly will. We have no need to fear and to panic in this pandemic, because God will get us through. God will use it for his glory. God will get us to the other side. Jesus Christ came to seek and save the lost. And this pandemic in the world's eyes might be a tragedy, but in the kingdom's eyes it could be an opportunity. An opportunity for me, an opportunity for you to share your faith with somebody, to reach out to a neighbor, to a colleague, and invite Jesus to calm their storm. And he often calms us, and we have that promise that we can come to our Savior and to be still and to know he is God, that we can rest in his presence. We can cast our anxieties and our fears upon him because he cares for us. And he will get us to the other side because he is the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening. God bless you. May you be encouraged this morning. I'm going to hand over now to Pastor Nick, and he's going to lead us in prayer. So God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Let's together, each of us, in the places that we are, let's stay before the Lord and to pray together. Let's ask His grace, His power. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to fill our lives. And as Pastor Martin preached, God is our strength, and God is with us in these times. And He will lead us forward, and He will bless us, and He will give us grace and power to overcome every storm of life. Let's pray. Father God, we bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because in this morning your presence is with us. We thank you, Jesus, because you are with us in this day. You are in the boat of our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, for the day that you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we are living. And we ask you, Lord, in this morning to bless, Father, to bless each of us. We ask you, Lord, to empower each of us in everyday life here in the middle of this crisis. We know, Jesus, that you have power to stop the crisis, and you have power, Jesus, to lead our lives through all this time, God. I ask you, Lord, for each of us that we are living here in Skopje, not just in Skopje, but in each country. I ask you, Lord, in this morning to bless our lives with courage. I ask you, Lord, to remove every fear from our hearts, Father. We want to be filled with faith. So I ask you, Lord, in this morning for each of us, increase in our hearts the faith, Father, that we can have peace in you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, because in you we have the peace. In you we have the joy to move forward. I ask you, Lord, to bless, Father, each member of the ICS Church. I ask you, Lord, to bless them, Father, with wisdom, with grace, with power. And I ask you, Lord, in this morning to empower our hearts, Father, that we can feel your presence in these times, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are with us in these times. And we know, Lord, that you have amazing plans for each of us. I ask you, Lord, for the needs that we have, Jesus. You are the one that you are providing for each of us, Father. So I ask you, Lord, to bless our lives, Father, with your provision, Father, to bless our lives, Father, with your peace, with your joy, Lord. I ask you, Lord, also for the people that in these times maybe they contact this virus, Lord. I ask you, Jesus, for your healing. I ask you, Lord, for your protection, Lord. You are the one that you can bring healing, and you are the one that you can bring the protection. I ask you, Lord, in this morning to make a new work in our hearts, Father. This time, it's a time that we stop every activity. But this time, in this time, your work in our lives has not stopped. So I ask you, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, to lead us in these times in a deep relationship with you, God. We ask you, Lord, to reveal to us in a special way in these times, Father. You are the God Almighty, the one that have power over the storms, the one that have power over the sickness. You are the one that you are leading us, and you are the one that you are blessing us. I ask you, Lord, in this morning to bless each of us, Father. May your blessing, may your anointing, may your power to be upon us, Father. I ask you, Lord, in a special way, to lead us also, Father, in a time of repentance, Father, that we can go deep in ourselves, that we can confess our sins, that we can receive your forgiveness, Lord, that we can receive your power, that we can receive your grace, Father, that we can receive your deliverance, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus, lead us, Father. Lead us, Father, in this process of repentance. Lead us, Father, in this process that in these times, to grow, Father, in the knowledge of you, Jesus. We want to know you more, Lord. We want to know you more. We want to know more of your presence, Lord. And we want, Father, in these times, that our faith to be even stronger after the crisis will pass, Father. So we ask you, Lord, to reveal to us in a special way. And we ask you, Lord, to empower our lives, to go deep with you in this time, Father. In this storm that we are, we know, Jesus, that you're going to help us to go through. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We worship you, Father. You are the one worthy of praise and worthy of worship. I ask you, Lord, for each of us, Father, for everyone that is listening this message, God, I ask you, Lord, to bless their lives, Father. I ask you, Lord, to bless their lives with peace in this time. I ask you, Lord, to bless their lives, Father, with joy in this time. I ask you, Lord, in these times for each of the people that they are listening to this message, I ask you, Lord, in this time that their faith to grow in you, Jesus, and your grace and your power to shine upon their lives. In your mighty name, we ask you, Jesus. Amen.